This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's too easy to keep all your stress bottled up inside. Maybe you're holding on to a secret, dealing with feelings of self-doubt, or just frustrated with your work or personal life. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and work through whatever is weighing you down. It's also a great way to increase your self-awareness, build stronger relationships, and much more. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/beherenow today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/beherenow.
Teaching meditation can be a deeply rewarding experience. Help others improve their mental and emotional well-being, reduce stress, improve focus, increase self-awareness and self-regulation, all while deepening your own practice and understanding. Join acclaimed author, Buddhist teacher, and Emmy Award-winning musician David Nickturn on Tuesday, May 28th at 6 p.m. Eastern Time for a free online discussion on teaching meditation in Dharma Moon's renowned mindfulness meditation teacher training program. Get certified by Dharma Moon to teach meditation, lead group practice sessions, and work with individual students. Visit dharmamoon.com/beherenow for more info and to reserve your spot for the free online event with David Nickturn on May 28th.
I'm Rachel, the creative director for Ram Dass's Love, Serve, Remember Foundation, and I'd like to welcome you to our Inner Academy, a virtual Dharma hall where our family of wisdom teachers will help you navigate your daily life by bringing ancient wisdom into a modern context. With over 200 hours of audio and video teachings, meditations, and practices from teachers like Ram Dass, Krishna Dass, Sharon Salzberg, Jack Kornfield, Roshi Joan Halifax, Joseph Goldstein, and many more, the Inner Academy is your core resource for finding balance, presence, and navigating the ups and downs of your daily life. The Inner Academy has guidance for every step of your journey. Choose from an annual or monthly membership and gain access to past and future courses, retreat replays, virtual community, and much more. If you've been familiar with Love, Serve, Remember Foundation for a while, you'll know that most of our offerings are given freely or on a sliding scale basis. So when you subscribe to the Inner Academy, you're paying it forward and bolstering our ability to continue creating accessible offerings for all in the future, as Ram Dass wished for us to do. Be here now and start your journey with Ram Dass's Inner Academy today. For more, visit ramdass.org/innerAcademy.
You're singing to your true self. You're singing to the love that lives within you, and you want to feel that. So there's a longing that we have that pulls us into practice.
Welcome to the Krishna Dass Pilgrim Heart Hour. In this podcast, Krishna Dass shares his warm-hearted and down-to-earth path to the divine. If you are interested in supporting Krishna Dass's podcast, please go to BeHereNowNetwork.com/KD.
Hare Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama Rama Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama Rama Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
So when we sing these longer chants, or sing these chants for a longer time, we get a chance to really work on ourselves. We get a chance to see how little attention we can actually pay to what's going on, and we see the different emotions arising. Memories, fantasies, imaginings, boredom. We remember all kinds of things, and those emotions arise within us. And in the context of practice, this is fantastic. This is really useful. Because when you're doing a practice, you have the juice to notice where your head is usually at. And you also have the juice and the developing the strength to let go of that stuff and come home, come back again and again and again. During the rest of the part of the day, we're pretty much in dreamland, except when we might remember some chant or we might remember our breath in the middle of a big whatever. It may come back to us, and that's our own hearts pulling us back in. And that happens much more often than you might think. It's just that we don't notice. So these longer chants, when we sing longer like this, it builds up a power inside, a magnetism inside that pulls us back to ourselves, allows us to let go of the thoughts. And we begin to notice that these things are external to us, so to speak. Even though it's happening inside our head, inside our world, these thoughts and these emotions, these feelings, they're not who we are. They're something we are feeling. We are experiencing them. So they can't be who we are. Oh, I am a piece of shit. Now that's a feeling. It's a storyline. But we That's not who we are. That's the object of our awareness. We become aware of that story, and because of our habits, we're stuck to it for as long as we're stuck to it. But the more we cultivate this, the repetition of the name and coming back home again and again, the more diluted that glue that holds us to all that stuff becomes. Right. But the more repetitions, the better, but not mechanical repetition, not I'm doing a million repetitions. No, you have to pay attention and recognize that you're singing to your true self. You're singing to the love that lives within you, and you want to feel that. So there's a longing that we have that pulls us into practice. Okay, let's see what's going on here. How do we know when grace has truly descended on oneself? That's a good question. I suppose you don't really know until you recognize your own true self, until you see and experience reality. Then one would know, even though at that time your ego is no longer there. But on the other hand, if we're doing these practices at all, if we have any hope or even faith, to use a word, that any of this stuff will work, and we're doing these practices, that itself is absolute proof that we already have grace. And one of the things that Maharaji once pointed out in the Bible, I don't remember the exact circumstances, but he pointed out the letter where St. Paul says, by grace was I saved through faith. That's really a deep one. By grace was I saved through faith. What is faith? That's many different things to many people. But I think we can simplify it by saying that faith, on one level, is the belief in ourselves that we can overcome our issues and our suffering and our negative stories and free ourselves from that. But one has to suspend disbelief. It's a little bit tricky because, if you really, like, when you're really depressed, your thoughts are telling you that you're no good, you'll never be happy, you're never going to make it, you're never going to get what you want. It's always going to be like this. That's the quality of depression. It's always going to be like this. But of course, everything changes. It may not change fast enough for us, but things are always changing. So if we are in that situation where we're terribly depressed, We won't be able to believe that anything we do will work, will help us. So it's at that point you have to suspend disbelief just long enough to take yourself out into the sun and see how it feels. If we just sit in our rooms hiding in our unhappiness, that won't change that fast. So we have to develop enough confidence in ourselves to move ourselves in the right direction. And that's a very good definition of faith. Sharon Salzberg wrote a beautiful book called Faith, which I totally recommend to you all to read. It's fantastic. It really goes into it speaks about the issues of faith and getting along on the path in a beautiful way, an extraordinary way. She's such a great being. When Maharaji used to tell the exact thing about you, what you did in the past of your life, did it not encourage to just be with him and get some really vital info for the future? Sweetheart, it wasn't up to us to be with him. He drew us there and sent us away when the time was. It wasn't our decision. But of course, from my point of view, I wanted to be with him all the time. I would have never left him, even if it killed me, which it was, because I wasn't able to process all the energy and the love I had. The area that let the love in my heart was so tight and so small, and the energy was so humongous that it was causing me, it wasn't working. So he sent me back to America to work through my attachments, which was what keeping my heart clenched like that. But of course, all we wanted to do is be with him. We never wanted to go anywhere. So one time, some years ago now, I was in Kenchi, and we used to sing, Siddhi Ma would ask us to sing Hanuman Chalisas every day out in front of Maharaji's Murti. A couple who had been with Maharaji in the old days had returned to India for the first time since he had left the body. And this is, we're talking over 30 years or more. They had not come to India. Now they had finally come back. And while we were singing, I noticed that the woman was standing on the steps looking at the tucket where Maharaji used to sit. That was the main place that we saw him outside when he was sitting on his bed outside. And she was standing there on the steps looking at the tucket. And I just had this feeling, I said to myself, something's happening there. So when we finished singing, she came up to me and she said, Krishnadas, I think you're the only one here that can understand what I'm gonna say. I wept. She said to me that she was standing there on those steps looking at the bed where Maharaji used to sit. And she remembered standing in that exact same spot 30 years before and thinking at the time, I'm home, I'm here, I'm exactly where I want to be, I'm always going to be right here looking at him. And then she turned to me and she said, what happened? Wow. And what happened was, he transferred her back into her life so she could work out the stuff she had to work out. He gave her what she needs and then sent her off to do her work, just like he sent me off to do my work. That's pretty much what he did with everybody. He brought you there, gave you the hit that you needed, and sent you off to do your work. Same with Ram Dass. First time Ram Dass went to India and met him, over the 6 months that he was in India, he only saw Maharaji about 4 hours in that whole 6 months. But Ram Dass had so much, was so deep and could process so much of Maharaji that he didn't need more time with him to get the hit. And then Maharaji sent him back to do his work. So yeah. I can't quite grasp the concept of God, Guru, and Self are one. Well, I don't know what to say. Your true self is not who you think you are. It's not your ego, which is a bunch of thoughts, me, 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 me thoughts. Underneath that is the true you, the real you. That real you is no different than God. And Guru is one with God and one with the true self. And there's only one self. For instance, there's a pool. There are many little pools of water and lakes and stuff, and the moon is shining. And when you look in the all the different lakes, you see the moon. You see the light of the moon in all those lakes. The light is exactly the same in all those lakes. It's reflected differently, but it's the same light that's coming from the moon. So in the same way, the self is not a thing. It's pure being, pure consciousness, pure awareness, pure love. It's not a thing. It can't be held in a cup or caught with your hands. It can't be caught with your mind, your thoughts. It's awareness of all that. It's deeper than that. And that one thing that it is the same in everybody. And that one thing is the same as Guru, who has merged with that, and that is God, they say. I mean, I'll let you know if I ever experience that. But that's what they say. So, for instance, what's looking out of your eyes right now at the screen, what's hearing my words, what's analyzing my words with your brain, your mind, that's pure being, pure awareness. Without awareness, no matter what comes in through the mechanical senses, there would be no experience, like when a body dies. The senses don't die. I mean, the senses die along with the body, but the consciousness doesn't die. So when the consciousness leaves the body, the senses might still be working for a while, but there's nothing there to process the information or to be aware of the sense input. So, the light, the moon is reflected in all the different pools, and those pools are our hearts. It's the same light. There's only one light, many reflections, one light. That's the Paramatman, one many reflection. That's the Jiva Atman, the individual reflection. The Guru is all that. And God is all that. And self, your true self, is all that. Did Maharaj ever meet Devaraj Baba in person? And I'm sure he did many times. They knew each other very well. I don't know. I'm not privy to any particular information about that. In the 2.5 years I was with Maharaji, I never saw them together. All I saw Devaraj Baba in other places when Maharaji had run away, but I never saw them together, but I know they knew each other well. Can I tell the story of the Hanuman Murti in the red and gold frame? Yes, I can tell the story. In 1995, I was in India. It's the time when I had stopped, when I'd quit singing with people because of my own impurities and my own issues that I didn't feel I could do it properly in the right way. And so I was staying with my family, with the Tiwari family. We were up in the hills in Bhimtal, which is where they had a very small little house, part of a house. And one day Mr. Tiwari handed me this murti, let's see. He handed me this murti in a frame, and it was all broken inside. And he said, "Can you fix it?" And I said, "You know, I don't think so." He said, no, you try to fix it." I said, "Well, I'll have to go to town and buy glue and cloth and everything." He said, "Yeah, so fix it." So I said, okay. So now he told me that this murti came from a town called Nagpur. I'm trying to get the reflection out of there. Came from a town called Nagpur, which was far away. And one time Maharaji had come to Tiwari's house, and many devotees had come, and some devotee had brought one of these murtis. and shown it to Maharaji, given it to him to bless. So Maharaji blessed it, and then he said to this guy, he said, bring one like that for Tiwari. So many, many months, later, this murti arrived, and it was given to Tiwari, and he put it on the wall, hung it on the wall by his puja, in his puja. The day that Maharaji left his body, this Hanumanji fell from the wall onto the ground and was all broken inside. The glass wasn't broken, but inside everything was broken. His arms were broken and his neck was broken, his leg, his ankle, everything was broken up. So Tiwari handed it to me, asked me to fix it. So I went to town. I drove to town myself in the little car we had, which was fun. And I bought glue and wax, and because I knew it had to be built up from inside, from behind it, and little nails and tacks and stuff like that. And I worked on it all day. And as I was working on it, I was kind of looking at him. I'm going to put it close. Got a kind of a sweet face, you know? It's almost smiling, you know? You see, can you see? I don't know if Instagram can see, because I don't know what you're seeing. And I was just working him on all day and think, and I kind of was fantasizing. I think I said, what can I say to Tiwari so he'll give this Hanuman to me? So I was working on it, and I was trying to come up with, like, clever little lines. Like, well, you know, Hanumanji said he wants to come home with you, with me. You know, I was going to say to him when I brought it back to him after it was fixed. Then finally I said to myself, oh, stop, you know, let me, you know, stop that shit. Just fix it and give it back. So I fixed it up, and I brought it to him. He was reading the paper. I said, here, Baba, I fixed it. He said, good, now take him to America. So he has been with me since 1995. And basically, I just follow him around on the road when I'm traveling. So that's the story. Yes, a couple of days ago, was it yesterday, was Ram Dass's anniversary of his leaving the body. Yeah, my last visit with him was very sweet, very, very, very sweet. After the retreat, I stayed, about 8 or 9 days. And we used to sit together for long periods. I took him and the boys who were helping him, I took them all out for ice cream on the weekend, I think. I think that was his last ice cream, because a couple of days after that, he got into bed and he didn't come out, he didn't get out of bed again. He stayed in bed until he left the body. Very, very sweet. So the last day I was getting ready to leave, I packed the car up, getting ready to leave for the plane, and I went up to see him. And he was lying in bed with his eyes closed. I just kind of leaned over him, and he opened his eyes, and he went, and he was looking at me like I was the love of his life, you know. He looked at everybody like that, but at that moment he was looking at me like that. It was such a wonderful feeling. And I said, Baba, I'm going. And he said, have a good trip. And I said, well, it's been okay so far. And he smiled, closed his eyes again, and then I left. I pretty much knew that was it. I wasn't going to see him again that way. I had a dream about him not too long ago, though. That was nice. Thank you for these precious Thursday evenings. One of Maharaji's teachings was truthfulness. Should we be completely transparent about everything in order to reach our highest potential? Well, Yes and no. Sometimes you can use honesty to hurt people. Or sometimes honesty can hurt people even if you're not intending that. So one has to be skillful in relationships when you're talking about being honest. Too much honesty can be arrogance. It can present itself as arrogance. The main place that we need to be honest is with ourselves, because that's where everything comes from us. All our actions come out of our own motivations and aspirations. So that's where the honesty really starts. And you just try to be as sincere with people as you can. It's not our job to set everything right in the universe and to correct everybody according to our ideas about what's right and wrong. So in that sense, that kind of honesty is just more arrogance. Real honesty is love, which is what Maharaja was trying to tell Ram Dass or point out to Ram Dass when he said, Ram Dass, love everyone and tell the truth. And Ram Dass said, the truth is I don't love everyone. Ram Dass, love everyone and tell the truth. And Ram Dass had to recognize that his egoistic idea of not loving everyone was a manifestation of ego. And he had to give that up. He had to find a way to transcend that. And he did, very much. And he recognized and he found the truth of loving, of being love, regardless of who's in the room, of who he's looking at. You're not loving the person, you're loving the soul. You don't have to like a person to love them. There's the role, like Ram Dass used to say, and the soul. The role you may not approve of. You may really not approve of it and may seem to be totally wrong to you. But the soul underneath that role is the same as your soul, as hard as that might be to accept. That's the bottom line. So when we truly know our soul, we will know all souls. And that will be truthfulness, real truthfulness. But until that time, sincerity in your relationships and your actions is a good thing, powerful thing. When going through something difficult, how can we protect the heart from becoming bitter? It feels like I'm nice to others in the thin slice of time when things are going my way. Well, welcome to the club, you know. That's great. That's great. Well, that's a good awareness to have. It's very good to recognize that. So, and you see how much work you have to do. That's beautiful, a beautiful teaching for you to see that. When things are going my way, that means when you're getting what you want and not getting what you don't want. Well, one has to develop a little bit of equilibrium, which is not easy, which means not being attached to the things you want and not being trying to push away the things you don't want all the time. One has to develop spaciousness to allow things to come and go. It's not so easy. But you're on the right path if you can see that type of behavior. And when you see it, then you can let go of it. It's up to you. Nobody can do it for you. So you might get pissed off temporarily that you're so fucked up that you only want things that you want and everything else, you know, fuck it. But eventually you'll recognize that that's not the best way to go through the day. And you will allow yourself to soften up a little bit. It's up to you. Were there other practices you engaged in while you were in India? Well, like, you know, Maharaj used to say that the Westerners were qualified for the Panchatanga Yoga, the five-limbed yoga. You heard of Ashtanga Yoga, the eight-limbed yoga. But we were qualified for the five-limbed yoga, which was Kane Pine Sone Gopangumne. Eating, drinking tea, sleeping, gossiping, and wandering around. That was our yoga. That's what he said. The difference between Hare, Hare, and Brahma, and Hare, Hara. So, Hara is the name of Shiva, that's one thing. And Hare is the name of Vishnu. Depending on who you ask, Hare can mean either mean like hail, or hail Krishna, hail Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna. Or it can, in the Vaishnav tradition, they say that Hare means Radha. And in other traditions, it's a way of saying Hari. You know, a way of saying Hare Rama. Rama is Vishnu, Krishna is Vishnu, Rama Rama, that kind of thing. So that's all I know about that. How do I deal with my fear of death? Well, you know, I feel that the way I think about death has obviously been changing a lot lately as I get older and older and older and older. It, you know, and I've noticed that I'm trying to spend time better, to spend my time better, in a better way, doing more practice, paying more attention to how I go through things and do things. Basically, they say the way you live is the way you die, and that the only thing you can take with you when you leave the body is your state of mind. So I try to do the best I can every day, just, you know, to have a good state of mind. It doesn't work most of the time, but to have when I say good, I mean an open, present state of mind, be aware and present. That's just what I do. So all the practices that I do every day or as the days go by, I'm hoping that they're planting seeds that will help me in that transition. Now, Ram Dass, you know, being in a wheelchair for so many years and unable to move around, he had to deal with tremendous suffering, and he had to fully surrender to the pain and the situation and the helplessness that he had in many ways. And that prepared him very deeply for leaving the body, because he had so much, he had let go of so much attachment and so much identification with the body and the thoughts and emotions, and he was spending much time in inner space with Maharaji. And the humility that developed of having to be helped to do everything was very, very good training for him. There's a very good book called Walking Each Other Home by Ram Dass and Mirabai Bush. Maybe I should read it, but I know it's very good. So you read it too. Walking Each Other Home. Did Maharaji ever talk of Kundalini? Yeah, he said Kundalini can be raised by feeding people, by serving people. He never taught us and encouraged us to do any kind of yoga or exercises to raise our kundalini or to even try to achieve any particular so-called subtle or high states of consciousness. He encouraged us not to think about ourselves all the time, which, if you think about that, you'll see that That is a very deep teaching. Because all we do is think about ourselves all the time. Whether you're doing Kundalini yoga, or you're watching TV, or you're cooking in the kitchen, we're thinking about ourselves. The ego is just plumping itself up every day, all day. When I was going to kill myself in the temple, he said, no, you can't kill yourself. You can't die. Only Jesus died the real death. Why? Because he never thought of himself. The real death is liberation. The real death is the is when Kundalini rises. It doesn't have to be harsh. It doesn't have to be harsh. It doesn't have to look like anything. You don't have to be breathing hard. You don't have to go into samadhi. That's not for everybody, and that doesn't manifest that way in everybody. It's not a requirement. The repetition of the name raises Kundalini with love. And so it isn't harsh. Well, Westerners don't understand these things very well. I don't remember much about the dream with Ram Dass. He was there, but I don't remember any details. Otherwise, I would probably tell you, depending on the details. Is there any scripture that Maharaji loved the most? I would say yes. He loved the Ramacharitmanas, the Tulsidas Ramayana, and especially he loved Sundarakand, which was the chapter on Hanumanji, the chapter where Hanuman finds Sita and kills all the demons and stuff like that. He had that every Tuesday he had that read wherever he was. So Ramacharitmanasa, the Tulsidas Ramayana. That was his favorite scripture, as far as I can tell. Do you think our lives are predefined? You mean predetermined? You know, yes and no. They say that everything that's going to happen to you is written on your forehead when you're born, so to speak. It's all written. And Ramana Maharshi said that it's all written, and the best thing to do is to remain in silence, which doesn't mean not speaking. It means being in the self, you know, in awareness, regardless of what happens in your life. But we don't know that, you see. You can't say, well, it's all determined. It doesn't matter what I want or what I do. It's all determined. That's not helpful, and that's wrong, absolutely wrong. We have decisions that come up every day. We have to make decisions. Sometimes a million decisions in a day. Make them. Make the best decision you can make. For instance, Maharaj used to say the Hanuman Chalisa, reciting the Hanuman Chalisa, can change fate. So for a long time, I thought about that. What could that mean? I mean, I believe if that's what he said, then it must be true. But I was thinking to myself, what could that mean, you know? And then I realized that what it might mean. Chants like that, practices like that, and especially since he said Hanuman Chalisa, can remove blockages from our subtle bodies. Our emotional bodies, our subtle bodies, our astral bodies, our energy bodies, where there's lots of trauma, where there's lots of stuff stored, and probably from even previous births. I don't know that, but it would be reasonable if you can talk about previous births as reasonable. So there's a lot of stuff stored in there, and those seeds at some time will come to fruition and create situations in our lives. So if we can remove those seeds, with negative seeds, from our own negative actions, that would be great. But does that mean that it was changed, or was that supposed to happen? We don't know. So that's why it's like when I ask Siddhima, is it all grace? Is it all Maharaj is doing? Or is my effort required? She says, it's all grace. It's done. Everything's going to happen to them. But you don't know that. So you have to act like it isn't. Now that's the key. We need to motivate our will to go after the things we want. Because ultimately, we want happiness. We want love. But we have really bad aim. So we're going to go off in a lot of stupid directions until we hit the wall enough times and we finally found the right direction. But if you don't go after those things, if you don't pursue your happiness and love, you won't get it. So whether it's predetermined or not, you still have decisions to make, and you better make the best decisions you can. We can sing this together. Om Ham Hanumate Namah. Om Ham Hanumate.
Om Ham Hanumate. Shanti.
Om Hanumate. Shri Guru Charanam, Shri Hari Charanam. From the feet of the Guru, from the radiance of the Guru, from the love of the Guru, we have refuge, we get refuge in God, in Hari Charanam. What does refuge mean? That's a great question, really. It can mean many things, but shelter, refuge, shelter from the storm of negative emotions, of difficult problems, of calamities, our hearts become sheltered. And no matter how painful situations get, no matter how difficult, our hearts are safe and protected from that pain. We recorded this on live on Earth for a limited time only. Steve Gorn played a beautiful flute part here. Shri Guru Charanam, Shri Hari Charanam, 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 Shri Guru Charanam, Shri Guru Charanam, Shri Hari Charanam, Shri Guru Charanam, Shri Hari Charanam, Shri Guru Charanam, Shri Guru Charanam, Shri Hari Charanam, Shri Guru Charanam, Shri Hari Charanam, Shri Guru Charanam, Shri Hari Charanam, Shri Guru Charanam.
Sharana. Sri Hari Sharanam. Sri Hari Sharanam. Sri Guru 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 Sharanam. Sri Guru Charana Sarojaraja Nijamanu Mukuru Sudhari Varano Raghubara Dimala Jasu Chodayaku Palachari Buddhihin Tanu Chanike Sumeron Pavanakuma Siyaran Balabuddhi Vidya Dehu Mohi Padahu Kalesa Vikar Siyavara Ramachandra Padaje Sharanam. Jaya Hanuman Gyana Gunasaga Jaya Kapisati Hum Loka Pujaga Ramaduta Tulita Baladhama Anjani Putra Pavana Sutana Mahavir Vikram Bajarangi Kumati Nirvara Sumati Kesangi Kanchana Varana Viraja Subesa Kanana Kundala Kunchita Kesa Hatha Bajra Dvaja Viraja Kande Munja Janeu Saja Shankara Suvana Kesari Nandana Teja Pratapa Mahajagavan Vidyavan Guni Ati Chato Ramakaja Karibe Koato Prabhu Charita Sunibe Korasya Ramalakana Sita Manabasya Sukshma Rupa Dhari Siya Hindakava Vikata Rupa Dhari Lanka Jarava Bhima Rupa Dhari Asura Sanhari Ramachandra Kekaja Sanwari Laisa Jeevan Lakana Jiyaye Shri Raghuvira
how does she rely? Raghupati kim hi bohot barai tum mama priya bharatai samabhai sahasabadan tumaro jasagae asakahi shri pati kanta laga sanakadika brahmadi munisa Arad Sharad Sahita Ahisa Yamakuber Digapal Jahante Kabhi Kobhid Kahe Sake Kahante Tuma Upakar Sugriva Inkinha Rama Melaya Rajapad Dina Maro mantra bibhishana man Lankeshwara bhai sabba jagajana Yuga sahasra jojana parabhanu Vilyotahi madura palajana Prabhu mudrika meli mukamahi Jala dilangi gayachara janai Durga makaj jagat ke jete Sugama anugrah tumare tete Rama duare tumara kavare Otana agya Inna pezare sab sukh lahe tumhari sharan tumara chak kahu ko daran apna tej samaro ape tino loka hankaten kampe bhut Pesash Nukat Nahi Ave Mahavira Jabana Masunave Naserog Hare Sabapira Japat Nirantara Hanumatabira Sankatate Hanuman Churave Manakrama bachana dhyan jo lave Sabha pararama tapasvi raja Tina ke kaja sakala tuma saja Ora manorat jo koi lave Sove amit jivan palapave Charon yuga paratap tumhara He parasiddha chagat ujjayara Sadhu santake tumhara kavare Asura nikandana rama dulare Ashta siddhi No nidhi ke data asavaradina chan ki mata Ramarasayan tumare pasa sadharo raghupati ke dasa tumare bhajana ram ko pave Janam janam ke dukkha visarave Anta kala raghuvara pura jai Jahan janma hare bhakta kahai Orda devata chitna darai Hanumata se sarva sukha kare sankat kate mite sab pira jo sumere Hanumata balabira je 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 Hanuman gosai kripa karo guru dev ki nai jo sat bar pat kar koi chut hi bandi mahasukh hoy joya pare Hanuman chalisa hoya siddhi saki garisa Tulasi das sada hari chera ki jenat hridaya mandir pavanatanaya sankata harana mangala murati rup siara rama lakhan sita sahita Hriday basav smrabhupa siyavara ramachandra padaje sharana Mangalamurti marutanandam sakala amangalamuranikam Mangalamurti Marutananda Sakala Mangalamuranekam Ramalachmandan ki de bola Hanuman ki Ramalachmandan ki de bola Hanuman ki Shri Ram De Ram De Jai Ram 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 Sitaram, Nitaram, Sitaram, De Sitaram. Ram Lachman Janaki, Jevolo Hanuman ki, Ram Lachman. Ram Lachman Janaki Je Bolo Hanuman Ki Shri Ram De Ram De Jai Ram 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 Ram Lachman Janaki Jai Bolo Hanuman Ki Ram Lachman Ram Lachman Janaki Jai Bolo Hanuman Ki Shri Ram De Ram De Jai Ram 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 Shri Ram De Ram Jai Jai Ram Shri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Shri Ram Jai Ram Jai
Good being with you tonight. Thanks for coming and chanting. Keep that name in your heart and let it resound in there and call us home again and again. If we know anything about a path at all, if we know there might be a way to live in this world as it is, in a good way, with an open heart and without fear, it's only because of the great beings that have gone before us. So, in the same way that they wish for us, in the same way that they wish for us, we wish that all beings everywhere, all of us, be safe, be happy, that all of us have good health and enough to eat. And may we all live in peace and at ease of heart, at ease of heart with whatever comes to us in life.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's too easy to keep all your stress bottled up inside. Maybe you're holding on to a secret, dealing with feelings of self-doubt, or just frustrated with your work or personal life. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and work through whatever is weighing you down. It's also a great way to increase your self-awareness, build stronger relationships, and much more. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/beherenow today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com/beherenow.